expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. God is good, worthy to be praised. Welcome to another show here at DDV Radio. Welcome to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. God is good, and all the time the Lord is good. Welcome to, of course, our Mike Radio show here at DDV Radio, and also welcome to Mike Live, giving honor to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and also honor to all of my M318 supporters, all my tithers and givers to the mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. I already started out this morning at 10 o'clock. I went 2 hours straight on M318 as a special presentation about building wells in front of your player haters. And it took some time off to rest my throat because I believe I'm whole. The devil's trying to make sick. The devil's been attacking my network, attacking my phone, coming against me. But in the midst of it, there are some faithful warriors that's taking a stand with Pastor McDuffie. God bless you, Adrian Leon Brown Sr. And so all day today, I'm challenging people to join your faith with mine, pray, and support us financially. As you know, we're in the middle of a project. I'm looking forward to a community center in the city of Patterson on River Street. And this will be a first time since 2017. I'll say honest, I may give you a little bit later on past 17, where we're going to be launching a KOM MSOG community center in the city of Patterson off of River Street. I have to raise $2,500. And so far, a few of you have sold $100 seed and some sold more. And we're down to about $1,700. And so I'm going to ask 17 of you today to sow a gift of $100. Someone has a gift straight up for $2,000. You can cut a check, $2,000, and release it. And the more you give, the better. If we go over our mark, we'll use that towards our future rent or use that towards our furniture. But whoever gives, you're going to be remembered in the halls of faith of Heather McDuffie established a community center that's going to bless so many young people and not so young in the city of Patterson. Now, you know, I don't know anything about doing traditional church just on Sundays. Most likely my center will be open many times during the week. We're going to have movie night. We're going to do OSI. I'm going to do pizza parties. I'm going to do health programs. I'm going to do training programs to get people's jobs. This little center, which is just enough that I need just to establish our location. I'm going to be establishing our CDs, our DVDs. Many people ask me about the Agape Force Outreach videotapes from 1988. This will be a place where I'm going to set everything up. It's going to be a strong, secure building. And I might even have someone live there just to protect all my stuff, because that's how serious I am about what God's doing with my stuff and information. And so we're going to continue to go forward. I want to pray, and I want to go back to this whole thing about wells. I'm going to talk about it a little bit differently than my morning show. But anybody watching me, I want you to go to the Cash App and support Reverend McDuffie. If you don't have the Cash App and you want to go PayPal, you can do PayPal. My email address is supermite. MIGHT777@gmail.com. If you live in the Bergen County area, the Passaic County area, the Hudson County area, and even the Essex County area, and you want to sow a seed personally in my hand, I come get it from you, and I pray over you, and I prophesy over you. This is what a couple of people did. I had a sister called a TG. She said, I don't want to do no electronical stuff. Just come meet me downtown. And she came up to my car and she put it in my hand. I grabbed it and I prayed for her. Had another couple had me come to their house, their home, and bless their home. I am mobile. I got my own transportation service. I am not stuck up. I'm not arrogant. I'll come wherever you got a seed gift and I'll take it. I pray over you because I know my goals and I know what God's called me to do. Now, this will be a hot season to give because I believe as you help me create wells, we're going to make people well. And as you give to me, God will make you well. I'm going to show you the power of the wells, the power of creating wells. I'm going to look at two portions of scripture, John chapter 4. And also Genesis chapter 26. I'm going to show you the power of creating wells. Hello, LS. Hello, Adrian. And it's so important that you establish wells in your community, because those wells help people become well. And you're going to see that people who are sick and got situation are attracted to the well, because in the well is water. God bless you, Brenda L. Watson. God bless you, woman of God. Let's pray. Let's get into this word. I'm going to pray and prophesy. And everyone that pledges to sow a seed, or you have a seed, I'm going to stop. I'm going to prophesy and pray over you. That's what I'm doing all day today. All right. So this is not the program where I just pray for everybody in general. I'm praying for people that obey the word of the prophet and move forward and do what you got to do. There are four people today that obeyed the word of the prophet. A young 11-year-old named Kamara, Delon, sister that I'm going to call ST, and another sister I call Dr. J, and someone else did something. I'm not going to mention anything. So really about five of you obeyed the prophet today. Let me see who else is going to stop and listen to the prophet and say, let me do what God's called me to do. And so I'm looking about 17 of you to sow a $100 seed. If 17 you sow 100, we'll hit our goal of $2,300, and that will put me into this place. I can centralize my location. Someone got a gift today of $2,000. I'm asking you to release it today. Go to the Cash App or call me up. I'll come by and pray over you. Someone got a gift of $1,000. Some got a gift of $500. And I'm talking to those I'm talking to. Now, if you don't have it, I'm not talking to you. Let me say it again, because sometimes church folks get offended easily. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those who have the power to help me with the community center. If you don't have it, I'm not talking to you. Doesn't mean you can't give, but I'm talking specifically to people who can sow a $100 seed. Somebody can sow a $2,000 seed. Somebody can sow a $1,000. Someone can give $500, and there's no problem, because you know where the money is. If you inbox me, if you email me, if you go to the Cash App, you can move. And if you post it during this show, I'm going to stop and pray over you. And let me tell you something. There's been so many signs, wonders, and miracles when people obey the word of the prophet. Okay? Now, let me show you something. Go to John chapter 4. I have the Remix Bible, so I'm not doing a good study. I'm showing you some common sense things and what wells represent in the biblical text. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, that you may give unto me, give unto us the spirit of wisdom, the revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches, watch this, of the inheritance that's inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power, the us word, because Mike McDuffie believed according to the working of your mighty power, which you energized in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all. God the Father took Jesus' name and made him the head over all things, and gave him the head over the body of Christ, which is a church, watch this, that fills all in all. In Jesus' name. Now keep in mind, he didn't say it only worked till the beast come, till the mark of the devil come, till the dragon come, and to the end of the world. This stuff works from the day that Christ left the earth, in that time on top of the Mount of Olives. It is working right now. So Martin Smith, Brenda, Linda, Adrian, it works according to your faith. So if you're lazy, if you're disobedient, it violates you. You sit in church every Sunday, listen to your pastor or the woman of God prophesy over you, speak over you, and you walk out the building and don't tithe, don't give offerings. And then when the curse comes upon your children and the curse comes to your household, please don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at the devil. Get mad at yourself, because you did not carry out what God told you. Now, I'm speaking on the behalf of ministers and preachers all over this world who stand in that pulpit and preach and deliver and lay hands and cast out devils and prophesy. And cheap church folk will sit there and give the cheapest dollar, and they get in their car and ride down Route 4, Route 17, go to the mall and buy $200 leather jackets, buy shoes that cost $500, buy flat screen televisions, and all this stuff is temporary and pass away. But when a woman of God tell you to give her $1,000 to go to Africa to establish a church, we got all the excuses in the world. And then we get mad at everyone because the pastor got to buy a plane. They mad at Creflo Dollar for buying one jet, when the guy that owned Walmart got 10 of them. That's why I don't listen to people, because people will have you get mad at the church and be happy for the world. Don't listen to backwards people who limited in their thinking. If people sow seed and give to you and bless you, use it the way it should be used. I'm just saying, just don't abuse the wealth. Use it wisely. Use it in type of way where it be a blessing to people. I don't mind people having desires in their heart, but please don't go around driving a Maserati. Everybody in your church on Section 8. See, I got a problem with the gap. It's not wise. And they say wrong or right. Some stuff is not wrong or right. Some stuff is just wise what not to do. In the book of John chapter 4, Jesus Christ meets a woman at the well. And at that well, he gets her delivered. At that well, he meets a Samaritan woman who had a problem with men. She had five husbands, and the one she was with wasn't her husband. And of course, Jesus Christ, when he meets her, is husband spiritually, number seven. When he meets Christ at number seven, Jesus Christ marries her spiritually and transformed the Joanne and Jared. And she went from hoe to evangelist. And she takes all the men in the city to come out and meet the man that told her all about her life. And all Jesus Christ was told her was, you've had five husbands, the one you have now, number six, and the one you're looking at, I'm spiritual, number seven. I'm going to transform you and change you. And the amazing thing is Christ changed your life without condemning her, but yet corrected her. And so a lot of times we think when someone corrects us, you judging me. Oh, yeah, I am judging you, because judge means correction. The type of judgment that's illegal is when you try to tell someone they're going to hell or heaven, or God going to get them and kill them. That type of judgment is not up to you to make. But there is a judgment called correction. It is to execute a verdict. But at the well, Christ judges her and judges her properly with mercy and with grace and with wisdom and transforms her. Many of you are watching me here. There's 352 people online right now. And half of you are watching me, and you should be able to say, Reverend McDuffie, I'm at the well, and I need God to sprinkle his water on me to make me whole. And many of you who obey the word of the prophet, God's going to make you whole today. Somebody's watching me today. You're suffering with cancer. And I hear cancer in the fallopian tube. I just heard that. Now, I know that's God, because I don't even say these big words. I don't even like to say big words. I try to use the smallest words. Someone has cancer in the fallopian tube. I'm going to ask that you go forward and trust God right now. And God wants to clean and take away cancer in the fallopian tube. I want you to go and sow your seed and trust God today. We're going to command cancer in the fallopian tube to be dried up. Thank you for Cassandra Davis, a powerful woman of God, childhood friend. God bless you, Cassandra. Such a sweet lady. God bless you and your, I think your boyfriend. I think if it's your fiance, I don't know for sure, but God bless you, Cassandra Davis, family friend. God bless you. President Crystal, hello. And I'm coming against the spirit of cancer in the fallopian tube, and I cut it from its core and I drive it out in Jesus' name. Someone just got healed of cancer in the fallopian tube. Go to the Cash App and sow your seed. You're due for an examination with the doctor next week, and when you go get the x-ray, it's going to be completely gone. You're going to come back and tell me about it. You're going to post it. I said, I cannot believe. No, don't say you can't believe, because Jesus did it. Okay, now I'm flowing today prophetically. It's still on me since this morning. The enemy tried to give me the flu, tried to give me a cold, tried to give me a virus. He messed with my network system all day yesterday. I couldn't get on live. The enemy is a liar, because the kingdom of God is flowing through my social media page. I need you to cover Pastor Duffy in my prayer, in your prayers. Lift me up, because I know Janice Moore, I've been bragging about you and your husband for the last day. And I pray that God bless you. Janice Moore, get ready, because we're about to do ministry in your own place. Minister to your family. I'm about to do what I call a project takeover site. And what I'm doing right now, I'm really pushing Project Takeover. There are seven visions God gave me, and I'm going to put wells in everybody's household. If you have a house, you have a living room, you got a family, and you feel your family don't go to church, your family hate church, well, invite them to the living room, serve some chicken and serve some food. I'm going to come and share and preach the gospel right in your living room. That's called Project Takeover. I believe in dropping pockets of ministry inside of homes that will help to aid the Sunday morning service. I'm not here to remove the Sunday morning. I'm here to aid it. The only problem I have with Sunday morning services and Sunday morning pastors is when you have a problem with me, when you speak against my model of ministry. I celebrate yours, celebrate mine, okay? Because there's some folks who hate the Sunday morning model, and they'd rather stay in their house, in their living room, and you come pray for them. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the house-to-house model, and that's where I'm at right now. So when I open my community center, I'm going to take all the house-to-house models and let them come together every once in a while for a convocation. And we're going to brag and celebrate of the testimonies, what's going on in each other's houses. So I prayed, go to John 4, and I want to show you some principles of what happens when you start meeting folks at the well. Now, that word well can have two different types of meanings. I don't know what you call that word in the English language. It's a word that sounds the same, but it means different things. Maybe Chris can give me help on that, or Pastor Sharon. Is it a cinnamon when you got it sound the same, but it means different? Just someone help me out. Taryn, maybe you can help me out also. But the word well not only is to make someone whole or bring healing to someone, but also the word well is used where water is. And in the first century, during the Jewish times, it's an agricultural society. So money is water. Homophobes, homophones. I didn't know that. All right, so you teach me something. H-O-M-O-P-H-O-M. Sound the same, but it's different. And I realized that the body of Christ don't understand this. That when you read the Bible, God uses signs and symbols and things in the Old Testament that may speak to a New Testament reality. So when you look at the word well, it has water in it, which represents prosperity, because water, springs of water, represent prosperity, because when the water hits the ground, Bishop Thomas, that the seed germinates, the shell cracks open, and the plant cracks through the ground and comes to the top. So when you look at water, it's life-giving. And Jesus Christ said to the woman at the well, I got water you know nothing of. And so when this woman got to drink from Jesus Christ's well, which Christ is the well of water, the well of hope, springing up, that percolator anointing hit her and transformed her. But he met her at the well. Now, keep in mind, he didn't meet her in Jerusalem. He met her in Samaria, which is really a city and a town that most Jews tried to avoid due to the high level of racism and hostility. Just like the hostility and racism between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, that is the same type of spirit that dwelled here between Jerusalem and the Samaritans. But the Samaritans thought they were the real Jews, and the Jews at Jerusalem thought they were the real Jews, and they fought over who was the real Jews, like we do today. We do the same thing, fight over whether the Jews in Palestine are real Jews or they're not the true black Jews. We always offer some issue that's not the important issue. The important issue is God wants to save people. God wants to make disciples through the church and demonstrate the kingdom of God in every single space that's a space. And the Ephesians prayer that I pray every day for the last 39 years, it says that Christ might be the all in all. So every place where there's a space, Christ needs to be the all in all. Women in the Bible, where which is the cry? Cry it out. That's in John chapter 4. Thank you, Janice Moore. And in John chapter 4, Jesus Christ meets the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And what happened was his disciples had went into town to go buy some fish sandwiches from McDonald's because Christ was tired and had grew weary. But when he sat down, it says in verse 4 verse 5 of chapter 4 says, to get there, they had to pass through Samaria. And Jesus came to Sychar, a Samaritan village that bordered the field Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was still there, and Jesus, worn out by the trip, sat down at the well, and it was noon. All right, well, cry it out. Amen. All right, amen. Amen. I cried out again. John chapter 4. A woman, a Samaritan, came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, would you give me a drink of water? His disciples had gone to the village to buy food for lunch. And the Samaritan woman was taken back, and this is what she said, how come you as a Jew are asking me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? Now, there had to be something about Jesus' skin that caused her to say, why are you even holding a conversation with me? This is strange. Jesus initiates the conversation, all right? She came to draw water, and then Jesus sparks up a conversation, all right? Now, I do believe the woman used the well as an opportunity to meet men, but she was taken back that Jesus, which was a type of Jew, that she says, I can't believe you even hold the conversation. Why are you even talking to me? Don't you understand the hostility? Don't you understand the spirit of racism? Don't you understand the spirit of bigotry? Notice what the love of God does. It always goes to tear wall down, not to build walls up. I don't want to hold a grudge against you because you're a Republican or you're liberal. I don't want to not pray for you just because you're not on my side. I listen to two different radio stations when I drive in my car. I listen to 1010, which is completely liberal, and I listen to 710 or 770, which is conservative. And it's amazing the customers that get in my car. I got to switch radio stations because the hostility is so hot. If I leave it on 770 or 710, some customers say, could you turn that? I won't listen to that. They'd be mad, boy, angry. And then when I leave it on 1010, and someone gets in that's conservative, they say, could you turn that to 710? You'd be amazed how social media sets the tone in our world. The social media mountain, the communication mountain is one of the two of them, I call the mountain that transform community and transform climate. Jesus Christ is not moved by the climate or the neighborhood. He is bringing the kingdom to them. And so I'm not going to not be spiritual to you because you're not on my team or you're not on my squad or you're not a part of my circle. It is almost like today, if you say you support someone or you pray for someone, they throw you under the bus. They curse you out. They got mad at Steve Harvey because the president invited him to a meeting and he went to find out what the president wants. And folks just went off on him. And Steve was highly offended. And of course, Steve Harvey comes back on radio. He begins to explain what happened. He went in the back room and said one thing. When he get out in the front, he said Trump said something different. And of course, folks really don't believe what Steve Harvey said either. They said he was lying too. So you don't know who to believe. But here's the key thing. If you're invited to the enemy's camp, go with the love of God, with the anointing, and keep your standard and pray and watch God move. And don't listen to other folk who was not called to the meeting. I still be some of these pastors get mad because you called to the meeting they was not called. And I've been saying to myself, man, you guys went to other meetings I wasn't called to. I wasn't mad at you because you was called. Get out of here. Go someplace. Go over there someplace. Get out of here. If I get called to any meeting with the president, the governor, the mayor, the superintendent, I'm going. And I'm going with my oil, I'm going with the kingdom, and I'm going with wells of living water. And I'm looking forward to ministering to a Samaritan. And I'm not going to stand around and be mad. And you can be mad all you want. If the door opened, I'm going into the doorway to meet her. I'm going. I was ministering to someone the other day at a restaurant. And I got this thing when I'm ministering to people and talking to them one-on-one, if someone comes around me too close with an arm's distance, I always grab them and pray for them. So I always be looking at people to my left and to my right, Pastor Sharon, who come near my circle, especially all of my atmosphere. And I was ministering to this person at Dunkin' Donuts, and this guy out of nowhere walks up and starts picking garbage off the floor and practically bumps into me. The Lord said, grab him and pray for him. And I grabbed this guy and I prophesied to him. I was the living water. I was the well of water springing up. He was shocked that I prayed for him. And then I prophesied and read him like a book. And Pastor Sharon, tears was in this guy's eyes. And then I began to bring what I call kingdom behavior modification, judgment correction to him. And all of a sudden, he started pulling back. I got no family. Everybody's dead. I said, no, everybody's not dead. No, they not. You know, I got some cousins who mad at me. I said, why they mad at you? He told me because they didn't like my lifestyle. I said, what's your lifestyle? I'm addicted to drugs. I said, duh. So you upset with them because they mad at you for taking drugs? I said, you got to repent to your cousins. And he ain't like that. But I still gave him wells of living water. And so what I've learned is that this woman had another agenda on her mind, and she's trying to figure out why is Jesus Christ even holding the conversation, because I thought the spirit of racism is so deep and cut. What's your purpose for talking to me? Okay. And the Bible here says the Samaritan woman, taken back, said, how come you, a Jew, are asking me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? Jews in those days wouldn't be caught dead talking to a Samaritan. I told you racism is not new. Bigotry is not new, Kimberly Chapman. It is the same spirit that's passed down from generation to generation. And the gender gap or the gap is so wide that it became a normal thing not to hold conversations. Some of y'all watching me today, you've held a grudge against someone so long you think it's normal behavior. Listen to me carefully, church folk. You've hated someone so long that you thought it was normal. If not normal in the kingdom of Christ Jesus, you're supposed to repent and restore relationships if it's restorable. Now, there's some folk you say sorry to, you try to restore, and they walk past you, they don't see you, or they cut you off, or they block you on Facebook. I know all the games. But make sure you keep your heart clear. Jesus Christ refuses to allow this Samaritan woman to pull him into her circle. What he does, he uses love to pull her up to his circle, which is the kingdom. Jesus answered her. Now look what he said to this Samaritan woman. If you knew the generosity of God and who I am, you'll be asking me for a drink and I would give you fresh living water. So he flipped it on her. Keep in mind not to let your prejudices, your bigotries, or your political partisan point of view stop you from ministering to people. I had someone get mad at me because I prayed for Chris Christie. I prayed for the governor. They got mad. Took my picture and blasted it all over Facebook. I was a Republican. I was a conservative. They was mad at me because I prayed for the governor. I only did to the governor what I do with the mayor, what I do with the city council, what I do with the presidents, whoever's in front of me. And the desire of prayer, I don't care what party you are, I'm going to pray God's blessing on you. And I'm waiting for the call to go to the White House to pray for President Trump. I want my phone call. And I'm taking my team to the table. I have my manifesto, and I'm going to lay out my plan. And if he drop money on my program, y'all get mad all y'all want. Y'all can boycott me. You can curse me out. I'm doing what God called me to do. I wish to God some preachers get up and start talking bad about me. Man, please. I'll be like, go over there someplace. Don't be punking out because God opened doors. You go sit with the president or the governor. I got to say both here because folks get mad. If you called to the meeting, go to the meeting. Have a plan. Have a manifesto. Have a vision. So when he gives you the money, roll with the plan. Who you care what folks say after the meeting? Folks got mad at Pastor John Gray because he went to the meeting because you wasn't invited. I don't care if you're a big-time preacher. I don't care if you got a mega church. You're still wrong. Just because you wasn't called to the meeting. Because you were called to meetings when other folks was not called. Here's the trick to the game. When you get to the big house or when you're in front of people, don't change who you are. And this is the dangerous thing about pastors and leaders who get elected into political positions. Because once you come into power, you flip your mindset. Now you justify killing babies. Now you justify racism. Now you justify gentrification. Now you feel like, you know, you don't have to help out black African Americans. Now you got certain powers. And now you feel like, you know, you could just let folk do what they want you. Now you a nut. You a nut. You can't let go of the kingdom just because God opened doors. The Holy Spirit brings you into a doorway, but the Holy Spirit wants to work with you when you get inside the door. To me, it says, they better not let me hear them speak bad about you, Pastor. I'm trying to get there and you can blow so you can blow on me. Tamia, one of my spiritual daughters. I love Tamia Jones. God bless you, Charlotte. God bless you. And I'm telling you, I love people who got that Peter so ready to cut. You know, I used to have the one guy say, McDuffie, you do all the spiritual stuff. I'm here with the sword because I'm ready to cut someone they talk about you. I love people who got that old Peter anointing because Peter always had that sword. Here's the point I'm making. Wells of living water must find itself in unusual places so that God can pour water on people so that people can get healed. Now, it's 2:29 p.m. I'm going to come take a break, and I'm going to come back on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I'm going to stay on Mike Live, give Mike Live the bonus, but I want to talk more about living water wells between John 4 and hopefully Genesis chapter 26 and show you wherever you find a well at and the water springs up, it springs up prosperity. And many of you watch me today, I want to release wells of water on you, but support us financially. Go to the Cash App, Tamia. Go to the Cash App, Kimberly, and sow a seed today. We'll come back after this break. You've been hearing and listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. You're listening to my show. I've been talking about wells of living water. I'm talking about healing wells. I'm going between two portions of Scripture, John 4 and Genesis 26, if I get to it. But I'm showing you that we got to put the wells in areas to meet the Samaritans. And the reason why I do Project Takeover, Janice Moore, because if I can get people to open up their living rooms and they just invite their families down just twice a month for 2 hours, I promise you the well of water will flood out your house. I gave this testimony the other day. Let me just repeat it because it kind of helps with my message. At our AI 237 site in Weehawken, New Jersey, where my wife and I do ministering it with a whole new group of people that don't even know I did ministry in Patterson. I got these new people around me, these white people, these Jewish people who just want Jesus. They don't want all the other stuff on Sunday. They want all the choir. What they want is the word and ministering. And I'm doing a ministry down in Weehawken called AI 237. Well, one of the sinks in our center doesn't go down fast. It has a slow go down the pipe. I got to get Roto-Rooter or someone to clean out the pipe in the sink. And my wife accidentally left the water running, thinking I was going to cut it off. And the water ran over into all the bathroom, baptized the floor. And the Holy Ghost told me, even when folks clog things up, I'm going to cause their clogging to bless you. So even when the enemy meant something against you to destroy you, it's going to work for your good. So this is the things I'm praying over my givers. When your enemies wish you harm, try to destroy your name, they dog you out, they gossip on you, they tell half-truths, or they tell something about you just to expose you when them themselves are doing the same thing. I pray that they have a ricochet effect on them, and may the Holy Ghost waters overflow you and bless you. I'm praying an overflowing blessing on Janice Moore because you sowed seed into our project. I command an overflowing anointing over Pastor Sharon because you sowed seed into our ministry. I pray for Kimora. I pray for Delon today. I pray for those today, y'all. I pray, Lord God, over, of course, my sister ST. And another sister that said, keep my name out your mouth, Pastor. I'm going to bless you. Don't say nothing. I pray for God pour the anointing upon her. And I pray, Lord God, you pour your anointing upon Delon and those that moved today. I'm one of those 100, McDuffie. I'm one of those. That's me. I got the 500. I got the 1,000. I got the 2,000. I got it. Someone, you have to cancel your vacation and take that $2,000 and sow it into our community center. You was going to use the $2,000 for your vacation. And the spirit guides tell you, sacrificially take the $2,000 and sow it into our ministry. Whoever that is, I want to see you today. Before the night is out, I want to come to your house, to your business. I want to lay hands on you because someone got $2,000 just sitting there. You saved it up for a year, 2 years, and you thought it was vacation pay money. You were saving it up to give it to our ministry. I want to come directly to your place, Essex County, Passaic County, or Bergen County, and I want to lay hands on you. I want to anoint you. And that's a specific word to a specific person. If that is not you, I am not talking to you. Okay? So don't start gossiping. Don't get mad because it doesn't apply to you. If it don't apply, let it fly. We speak to all East Side High School alumni. Yes, help them to let you lean on them at this time. Janice, I hear you as a woman of God. And Janice, I'm just getting used to her and her husband. And I love this woman of God. Her and her husband twice have just blessed our ministry. And I'm speaking prosperity over all the works of her hands. Back to John chapter 4. So Jesus Christ uses another approach to reach this woman that had a sin issue. Now, the woman usually does what we do in church. Whenever you come at someone and try to bring what I call behavior correction, she tries to throw it off on another issue. The woman said, sir, you don't even have a bucket to draw water. And this well is so deep. Funny she would use that word. This well is so deep. And to Dr. J, I pray a triple dose of the Holy Ghost upon you because this woman of God, I tell you the truth, man, Dr. J, Steve G, I can't even tell you what heaven will look like because of these two. Everything we've done, President Crystal, Dr. J and Steve G, those two have been two of the most consistent people under our list. I'm not talking about my leadership staff. I'm talking about Steve G and Dr. J and Minister J. Those three, I can look on the Cash App and I know something going to hit there every other week. They're going to stay consistent. You know, even my girl that got a birthday today. Who's the girl got a birthday today? Help me out, President Chris. Her birthday is today. She was healed, and she gives consistently. Not as much as she wants to, but she just consistent. I pray for her. Just my mind sometimes is running. And just her birthday today, President Chris, just post her name. Dr. J, you are living wells of water springing up, flowing through you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this woman who got a problem. She's not well, but she's going to meet Jesus Christ at the well. So at the well, she can get well. She can go back and make other folks well that she made sick by them hanging out inside of her well because her well was deep. All right? I'm telling you, God bless them. Triple time. Linda Jones, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Now, I don't know why God made me sing that because I'm not really a singer. But for some reason, God wanted me to sing happy birthday to Linda Jones. This sister went to hell and back. God's protected her house in the middle of a devastation. And we wish happy birthday to Linda Jones, who was one of the most consistent givers on a consistent basis. And she's from Prophetess Childs Church. That church has been my covering. Prophet Childs, like my big brother, I love him. I love his wife, love their family. They have always remained consistent with Pastor Mike over the years. There's like a handful of churches that have embraced me regardless of what people say. They have embraced me through the good time and the bad time. And I'm telling you something. Thank you, Janice Moore. I tell you, I am so excited to have people that really love Pastor Mike sincerely and just take time out to support me. You have no idea what does it mean. And heaven gonna be shocked when people walk into heaven and see all these eternal awards because people gave to ministries in their famine state. Back to the story. Jesus says, everyone who drinks of this H2O in this well will get thirsty again. He said, but if anyone drinks of the water I give them will never thirst, not ever again. Notice he doesn't say when the final coming, when the rapture, when the beast is exposed, when the mark of the 666. Jesus don't say none of that. He said, if you let me pour from my spiritual well into you, I'll make you well and you'll never thirst again, which means the thirst to sin, the thirst to have people's husbands, the thirst to take crack, the thirst to be lazy, the thirst to be racist, the thirst to put partisan politics over kingdom, I'll quench that thirst. And you'll be satisfied with Jesus. Oh, my God. That's what he was saying. I'm going to quench your thirst. The water I give you will be a spring of water within, gushing fountains of endless life. I'm going to give you life abundantly. This is at the well. Abundant life is sitting at the well. Now, you got two wells here. You got a physical well that the Samaritan woman was attached to, but then you got Christ, the spiritual well. He's a well on two legs walking. Did you know, Janice? Did you know, Crystal? Did you know, Dr. J, that you are living wells of water? And wherever you go, the wells of water go. But we've been taught that the wells of water are only on Sunday morning services inside of a pastor that goes, ah, yeah, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And we think that's when the wells of water are only. No, it's not. Every person that's inside of the local church, every neighbor that's inside of the local church got living water spread all over them. Down in Weehawken, New Jersey, we're going to begin a ministry called AI 237. And my wife and I are going to invite couples, and we're going to talk about marriage and love and romance and watch me encourage my building at AI 237. I call out Weehawken, New Jersey. I call out Henley on the Hudson. And I pray and prophesy over every couple on my floor. I pray that God keep these couples. I want them to grow old together. I want them to stay together. I pray that God even bless the dogs, bless the cats. I pray I got favor with the landlord, the owner of the building. I pray that the neighbors on our floor become so close. Even the neighbor next door to me who complains about my dog. I pray that the love of God consume them. And I got a couple of neighbors that live to the right down the hall. I forgot their names. Help me. I'm sorry, man. And I love them, man. They have no idea how I love them. I love them. I met their mother, their father. I met their family. And, you know, I love it when God allows us to love each other from the heart, not due to skin color. You know, and I'm telling you, man, it's amazing to me how people would judge folks by skin color and don't know their heart. I love it, man. I love it. I'm loving it, man. I remember one time, one of my neighbors, I was coming home and I saw an ambulance out front. And I knew that the ambulance had something to do with somebody on my floor. When I walked inside the elevator, they were laid out on the, stretcher. And you know what I do? When I see someone sick, I go to praying. I don't care about the ambulance workers. I don't care about the EMT workers. They could join in. And I start prophesying, praying, and them ambulance workers look like I was crazy. But I'm not going to bow to who I am because I'm the well of living water. Folks want water. When you got the right type of water, God takes away alcoholism. When you got the well of living water, God takes away cancer and diseases. But it got to be the right well, Sandra. It got to be the right well, Pam. If it's not the right well, you can't make folks well. And I touched that sister, and I think within 24 hours, she was back home. And I love this couple. My wife and I love this couple, man, I'm telling you. And we're probably the, listen to this, we're probably the brokest folk down in Weehawken. Broken good, but rich in faith, man. And it feels good because I know I'm only down there by the grace of God, because there are families down there that need the gospel of the kingdom. They don't want religion. They don't want fake church folk. President Chris, you've been down there. They don't want that. They want someone that got, they got an encounter with Christ. Thank you. That's right. Take away the gospel. Yes, Janice. And this is what my wife and I look forward to, because I believe, Mike, oh my God, I just saw this. Mike, read your message. Oh Lord, I'm just reading it. All right. And the deep thing is, I tell you the truth. I said to myself, God, you are, whatever you're sending me, Jay, I can't read it while I'm online here. You have to post it here on my page. I can't read it. One of the things I said to somebody one day, I said, you know what? There's so many people that want a well of water in their own house. And when you walk up to people or you get involved in their family or you bring a well of living water, and when you bring the right well of water, folks will give to your ministry. There are people watching all over the globe, and you can help McDuffie open up a community center in Patterson. And I'm trying to raise $2,000, $2,000, simple. The landlord said, give me 2 months, and you can move your stuff in there. We have our own key, own interest, and I'm down to 17 people. And there are people watching me that can sow. Someone can sow $1,000, someone can sow $2,000, someone can give something, because I believe that God is moving. God told me that this season, my sink will unclog, and I have an overflow. My wife. Oh, my wife. Sometimes I just got to talk. I can only be honest. Left the water running. The water came over the sink and baptized the bathroom. My wife said, I got to go home and clean up the bathroom. Now, when I went to use the bathroom the other day, after she cleaned it, there was no dust any place. She had pine saw, smelled like roses. And the Lord said, look what happens when the overflow hit. I clean, I wash, I make, and I refine. So sometimes when stuff get clogged up, it overflows in other areas. And I said, oh, God, look what you're doing. You're doing such an amazing, guys. I want the overflow at AI 237. I want the flow in every floor. The Lord said, this season, you're going to minister to the people you thought you'd never ministered to. And I took my time in Weehawken. Listen to me, I'm going to brag about Weehawken for a few minutes. And AI 237. And AI stands for Advancing Intelligently. And I believe that when you minister to certain groups of people, you can't go wild. And some stuff I do in Patterson, you can't do in Weehawken. And you got to know your audience and who God sends you to. You got to show love, man. You got to show love. And AI 237 is a place where you can have your own dogs. I'm right by the Hudson River. And you get to meet so many different people. You know, as a matter of fact, in my area down there, there's football players from the Giants, folks from the Jets. There's someone down there that's from the TV show, Blue Something. Rather than Blue Something, they call it Blue Something. I forgot the name of the show. Blue Something. But you get all types of people down there, and you got to know how to bring, oh, Kim and Jerry. Oh, now I'm looking. God bless Kim and Jerry. Oh, my God. Kim and Jerry don't know how much Reverend McDuffie and Minister Jamie love them. And I love their kids. I met, I think, Jerry's father. And I'm telling you, man, I love this couple, man. And I'm going to tell you something. My wife and I could have moved after the first year, all right? And the deep thing was, Minister J, is that I love Kim and Jerry. I said, I don't want to leave. We're going to believe God again. And as I'm doing this whole AI-237, we can acclimate it in the community. At this time, around, I forgot, the month of November or October, I got laid off of two jobs at the same time. I'm laughing because it wasn't funny back then. But when you got the kingdom working, God opens doors. And Mashawn came and said, Michael, get an Uber. Get in Lyft and start driving. Create your own transportation service. And listen to Rayshon Longhorn. I'm going for mine. And I've been driving ever since. And because of the driving and the tenacity, Minister Jay, nice to see your name. Thank you so much. I'm able to create wealth. And the Lord said, you're bringing healing. You're bringing wells of water to people. Just Uber alone. Listen to me, y'all. I'm going. So I wasn't even going to go here today. It's got to be God. Uber alone since August, I have 475 rides, 475 different people. And I would guarantee out of the 475, I probably prayed for 375. And you'd be amazed how folks break down and cry. They weep. They snotball. Someone was sick, had depression. I prayed for their marriage. I had a couple get out of my car. They was weeping. They was crying because I prophesied that she would be pregnant. And the doctor told her she couldn't get pregnant. She said, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I can't believe you're doing this. Oh, God. There are so many people that need wells of water. And I honor Sister Kim and Jerry listening. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed. Oh, my God. Kim and Jerry listening. God bless you, Kim and Jerry. Two of my neighbors down at AI-237. And Minister Jay, I'm so glad. This is so powerful to see and to hear this because it's time to launch our couples ministry. I want to do a couples night for married couples. And I want to watch the honeymooners. And I want to take the honeymooners apart to show you how to keep your marriage going and make it fun, not corny. All right? Because sometimes when you get into your 50s and 60s and 70s or even your 80s, it looks like the romance goes out the window for some people, not Pastor Mike. Because I like to have fun, crack jokes, and I love my wife. And I want Kim and Jerry to stay in love. And I want the couple across the hallway to stay in love. And I want the couple next door that don't like my dog to become apart. You got to love on people. That love is that well of living water that springs up. Now, those of y'all watching me here on Mike Live and those listening to me on www.mikebroadcast.com, I'm asking for you to sow seed into our ministry because I'm trying to open up a community center. And if you help me open a community center, I can move all of my stuff. Listen to me, everybody. This is embarrassing, but I'm going to say it. $300 a month per storage for close to 2 years. And my stuff is scattered every place because I got 30 years of ministry scattered every place. And I refuse to give up my CDs, my DVDs, my books, my stuff. And the guy that's at River Street that owns the big buildings, I mean, Duffy, come here, use this space. We give you a key. Use it anytime you want. Open your community center. And I got to raise $2,300. And five of you have helped us. I need other people to help Pastor McDuffie. Here is the Cash App, $PastorMichael7. Or you can go to PayPal, supermite777@gmail.com. Now, if you feel pressured, I'm not talking to you. You got to love to want to help me. You got to love to want to help Pastor Mike. And the amount of the gift isn't as important as the heart to want to help me. Now, I went off a little bit off my program only because the Spirit of God led me to. And here's the point I was making. I'm down to my last minute. We are wells of living water. And wherever the well go, we got to let the water come out. And I got a well of water down on Hilly on the Hudson. And I release wells of water on Kim and Jerry. This couple that my wife loves. We love Kim and Jerry. And to me, my house is their house. They want a babysitter, wants to watch the dog. They want to go out on a date. They can always knock on my door and we'll take care of the dog. They can even take my house key. That's how much I trust Kim and Jerry because I really believe, talking about that couple, I just love. And I love Jerry's family. I can't wait to see his dad again, his mom. I speak a special blessing over Kim and Jerry. And I pray a special blessing over our whole floor at AI-237. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for true friends. And you think you get a lot of friends in ministry, Minister Jay, but the truth is told, we don't have many friends. I'm just telling you, man, we got folk who like the bread, they like the water, they like the juice, they like all the blessings, but true friends that are committed for the long haul and roll with you. Very rare in between, man. I'm telling you, man. And you, some of you got fair weather folk in the body of Christ. But every once in a while, God gives us people who are down. My M318 circle, down for me. Members of Mighty Sons of the Church, they down with me, man. And I know life changes and thing changes, but thank God for Living Well Waters. Hey, I got to go because it's right now 2:55 p.m. And I want to close out. Don't forget our church service tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. If you want to come, let Minister Jade know. We'll pick you up. We'll bring you back home. We'll be down in the area. I just feel excited to say that. And then, of course, we'll be meeting tomorrow at 9:30, hopefully done by 11:30. And I have to go minister to my dad. Keep my father in your prayers. Keep Isaac McDuffie in your prayers. Keep Brenda, which is Jamie's mom, in your prayers. She's still believing God to get out that wheelchair. We're believing God going to remove stuff that's supposed to be diagnosed in her body. I got to go. Thank you for watching listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And also thank you for watching Mike Live. I got to go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.